Before we get to the Neuron Report and Matthew Thomas straight out of a coma, want to tell you what else you heard in the previous set. Come On Everybody by the Sex Pistols. On and off, our musical theme of the day. On is in the title of the song, and that went to Patrick and started everything off. Your phone's off the hook, but you aren't. Off in the title of the song by X, and that went for Triple S, Serious Surfer Steve. And it is that time of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Straight Outta Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.
And here he is, straight out of a coma, surviving his 32nd year of being outside that coma, Matthew Thomas. Good morning. You're live on the radio, Matt.
All right, brother. Woo. All right, today we have a very special super guest. His name is Brandon, and he's going to tell you a story that is going to shock your front lobes. And the Neuron Report. It's good, it's good, it's good.
Yep. Hey, Brandon, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. You are on with Matt. Matt, give Brandon's story, and then...
All right. All right, Brandon, what's up, man? We went over this cool, homie. We can just start with your story now, okay? And I'll help you out.
Okay. Well, I should start from the beginning when everything happened, like what happened from the time that I got picked up. But anyway, my so-called friend picked me up from my house.
Where was this? Where was this?
North.
What? I'm sorry.
You were in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, I'm in NC.
And you were going to the shack, right?
Yeah, I was going to his, where he lived. Yeah, the shack.
Not poor man's shack.
Yeah. And this is your so-called friend, and what did he set you up or something?
Yeah, I was busy, like, well, I overheard a conversation between him and another person, but when I overheard that conversation, I kind of got freaked out, I guess concerned, because I was the type of person that didn't really care, I don't think.
And what happened?
Well, I was sitting at his house, well, his little shack, and I guess that's what you would call it, but what happened was another person came out from the same person I heard him talking to. And that second person that wasn't my friend came in my friend's house because I had a feeling that he would by what I overheard.
What did he do?
Oh, man. You're not going to believe this. It sounds like a movie script or something. But anyways, the guy pulled the gun out of his pants, and I tried to fight away from my face, and I was using all my muscles, and I'm not a short guy. I'm probably like 5'9" or something, or whatever. But when I was trying to fight it away from me, I ended up getting shot in my upper lip. And
You got shot?
Yeah. I'm finished.
What was that? I can't hear.
You got shot. Continue.
Yeah. When I got shot, the bullet breadcrumb throughout my brain. I was shot in the upper lip, but the biggest part of the bullet went to the back of my brain, and it was little breadcrumbs throughout my whole brain. The biggest part is in my cerebellum, and the doctors told not my family all the way, but everybody. They told them that I would probably not survive the night.
And yeah, because the bullet was stuck in your, hit your brainstem, and then it's stuck in your cerebellum, right?
Yeah.
All right, the cerebellum is your second brain, the little brain in your brain. It's in the back of your head. And then your brainstem controls everything from your body organs to your brain, and from your brain to your body organs. So that was incredible. And now he's living with a bullet in his brain and a shunt in his brain. And he's doing what he's doing. Listen to him talking right now. It's crazy. Go for it.
I tried my best.
Yeah, that's all we can do, man, is try our best.
Why did he want to shoot you, Brandon?
Well, that's a pretty unbelievable story too. He thought that I was trying to get with his girlfriend by a question that I asked, but I wasn't. He was very unattractive, and she would ignore and abuse her kids. She would go out with this guy to outside, and they would be laughing and talking around me, and I would just be quiet on my phone because I didn't like how they neglected her children. Her son was, at the time, her son was like 2 years old, and her daughter was like 4 or 5. But the daughter could barely speak proper English, and the little boy, well, he always wore a diaper and had long hair and stuff. But he couldn't talk, and he couldn't do anything normal.
I think we should get people on your page to see your recovery coming up too. And and what's your Instagram page? So if they're interested, they can get to it.
I'm trying to remember.
How many years have you been talking like this and dealing with it, Sean? How many years, Brandon, how many years did it happen ago?
I think like 3, maybe 6.
No, I think it's 6 years because you were 19, right?
Yeah.
Same age as I was 32 years ago, but I'm not that old, listeners. Don't worry.
Brandon was shot through his lip, and the bullet still is lodged in his brain, and... as Patrick just texted, a girl was involved. You know, of course, a girl was involved, according to Patrick. And this guy shot him, and now Brandon, 6 years ago this happened, he's dealing with a bullet lodged in his brain, and we really appreciate him coming on.
And he has a shunt.
And a shunt. Yeah, carry it away, man.
And he has a shunt draining the blood constantly that's in the hemorrhaging, and the bullet is lodged in his cerebellum. And if you guys don't know what cerebellum is, look what that is. It's a little brain in the back of our brains. It's like another action for us to do our action. But, yes. And Brandon, are you there?
Yeah, man.
All right, bro. That's good. That's good. So, and what did you find out your Instagram page?
Oh, yeah. I didn't look, but I can look now.
Do you know what it is, Matt?
Yeah, well, let me look. I'm looking it up, man. Okay, let's see. I think it's TBI for life. I'm not sure, though.
TBI, the letters TBI.
For traumatic brain injury.
TBI for life.
Yeah, I got it. Let me look.
You got it?
I got it right here. I forgot.
Okay, what is it?
I forgot. It was written down.
All right. What is it?
Forever.TBI.
What is
Forever.TBI.
Period. Okay. Forever, period.
Forever, yeah. Period.
Period, TBI.
Forever, period, TBI. Period, the
forever
being the...
Forever traumatic brain injury.
Yeah. What do you think, Matt? You know how he's dealing with is it? Can you walk and everything, or is it just your speech that's affected?
No, I cannot use my right arm or hand. I cannot move my ankle or foot, but my leg is also paralyzed. I can't talk well. One of my eyes is crossed.
He has an eye like me,
bad.
But it's affected a little more, too.
Yeah, it affected by intuition. Like, I don't understand things as well.
But, yeah, it's again, that's why you... And like yesterday, we talked because we think about things that most people don't think about, and that's what's crazy, you know, because we use part of the brains that are injured. Everything's a compensation for us, right, Brandon?
Yeah, it was all right because, I mean... The comments you left on my Instagram were really important. My short-term memory, like a day or a week ago, isn't bad. But my immediate memory, like a second or a minute or an hour ago, is bad.
It seems like you've done an incredible job of coming back. I mean, with a bullet still lodged in your brain from being shot through the lip. Matt, you know, you obviously, your story is different. You went off a 30-foot bridge through the windshield of a Volkswagen Beetle, hit the rocks below, were in a coma for, you know, 3 months, 32 years ago. How do you think Brandon's dealing with everything?
He's doing an excellent job because every brain trauma is different. We have our different episodes, like, because he had his brainstem, my brainstem was twisted for 2 weeks. His was hit by the bullet, you know, and then the bullet got lodged in the cerebellum. And that, because those are all right next to each other in the brain. See, those are things we don't really notice until something happens to them. And Brandon's a good example, and I'm a good example. I'm 32 years after, Brandon 6 years, you know, and it's just a... our brains are huge. It's everything we do, but yet we don't look at it like that. We just look at it as common. We look at it as, oh, well, hey, yeah, I can do this. I can do this. So why are you thinking about my brain?
Yeah, Matt, and it's like when you don't have a TBI, you don't seem to appreciate the small things in life. But when you come close to the dying or however serious your injury was, you start to learn to appreciate the little things in life that most people don't take into consideration.
Yeah, that's very well put, Brandon, because it's like I was able to, you going through the same thing, able to take the bus, that's like, oh my gosh, you know, that's like another big step, tie my shoes, button my pants, put on my shirt, you know, all by myself, and now I'm doing it in a whole different manner, so it's good. Thank you for that, Brandon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, keep at it, Brandon, also. Don't give up.
Yes, and everyone go to his Instagram if you get a chance, forever.tbi. And then you can see his improvement. I'm going to have him back in about a month. He's still going to speech therapy. I told him to go in there. Brandon, can you do the ABCs for us real quick?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, 2, R, S, T, U, B, W, X, Y, N, D. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Yeah.
Nice job.
That was good, man. Seeing that's something we all take for granted. Why would someone have me say the ABCs? I know them, but see, we're all like, we're doing it, you know? And Brandon, you're a perfect example of how it is.
Brandon.
And I'm going to have my other buddy Guerrero sing it too.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us here on the Neuron Report, Brandon. Have a great rest of your day.
Yes, Brandon. Hey, love you, man. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Peace, man. Go North Carolina.
Go NC.
Thank you. Just unbelievable, Matt.
It's crazy. And see, that's kind of like where I was, but in a whole different manner in 6 years, you know, because I didn't have my driver's license yet. I was just on my bicycle. I wasn't, you know, it's crazy how it all works out. And see, if you keep fighting, if you keep pushing forward with it, you're going to get it, you know?
Yeah, we got a text here. I'm not sure who it was from exactly. But they said, thank you, Brandon, for reminding us to appreciate all of the things we take for granted.
Yeah, that was huge right there. Because you said that to me yesterday, and that's a beautiful thing. Because we're all getting up. We all have the day we planned. Because I don't know if he's planning his days yet, but I think he is. But, you know, and I'm that was huge for me to do that. And now I'm here, living here, and, you know, with the house, with the dog, with all these different things, you know, and hydro biking, golf tournaments, and it's a blessing. I'm blessed to be able to have the blessing to think about it like that.
Yeah, that was Christine from Tilly's Life Center who sent that text. All right, Matt, another successful Neuron Report.
All right, man, that's good. We got more coming, so stay tuned. Once a week, and if you wanna hear them on my website on latest news, go to positive-matters.org, or you can call me at 949-375-1178, and then it will be on
the. Well, let's see here. let me get it ready for you one more time. I can do that.
Oh, yeah, and you want my song?
Yeah, what's your song? Musical theme of the day, on and off.
Uh-huh, take on me, take on me. That's funny for all the brain injuries, so everyone better take on me. Word.
All right. Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma.
Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Straight Out of a Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.